is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. 100.7 KMLO is proud to bring you coverage of area high school sports. You can also catch this game at drgnews.com. Now, with the pregame, here's KC Miners.
Welcome to a 9 volleyball here tonight, class B volleyball, excuse me, as we get set for the Region 6 playoffs here tonight in Gettysburg, South Dakota, as we have Potter County and Sully Buttes taking on each other in the 9, B class B playoffs. Tonight, you're going to quickly thank our sponsors for tonight's game. We have Stewart and Daughters, Gettysburg Collision Center, Axis South of Oneida, First Interstate Bank, The Corner, Brown Agronomy, Brett Spray Service, Langer's Family Food, Sunrise Bank Dakota, C&B Equipment, Oahe Grain, Neumeier and Smith, Barber Chemical and Barber Farm Services, along with Gas and Goodies, Stan C Store, and 83 Ag. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special agreement with the Board of South Dakota Directors and the SDHSAA. Also want to give a shout-out to the South Dakota of Highway Safety. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates bringing part of the team and reminds you to buckle up every time, every trip. Go ahead, step away, take a quick break. Be right back with the keys to success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Listen to playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Welcome into the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Sully Buttes head coach, Brittany Hockenberry. Coach, how you doing?
Good.
Well, my first question for you is kind of a big matchup coming tonight in the first round of the playoffs, getting to play your rival. Have the girls talked about this much throughout practices on how much this game just means tonight?
Yeah, it's always a back and forth with Potter County, so it'll be an intense game, but honestly, couldn't be a better matchup, I don't think. So we're really looking forward to it.
And coming into tonight, you guys are 13-16, but beat Potter County on the road. How much does that match play into tonight's with where your focuses will be coming into tonight's game?
I think that we'll still have to. We can't underestimate them, even though that we took them. We only won 5 sets by 2 points, so it's still going to be a battle no matter what. So I know that the battlers will probably be trying to work just as hard to beat us because of us beating them. So still going to have to work our butts off.
And then you guys have a very senior-led team. You know, with some kids being their first playoff experience, how have those seniors so far, you know, stepped up and helped ease kind of the pressure that'll happen tonight in the first playoff matchup for some of these kids?
Yeah, them having the experience and just dialing it in, trying to focus during practice and trying to be the leaders that we need coming into this game, they've been doing really well and still making it light in practice too, so we can have fun. And yeah, it's really nice to have the upperclassmen. Our senior class is amazing, so it'll be a fun game with them.
And you guys, again, going back to that game, you were able to beat Potter County earlier in the year on 5 sets, 3-2. What will it take for you guys tonight to repeat and go 2-0 against the Battlers?
I think just eliminate our errors, you know, have positive hitting percentages all across the board, and again, keeping our passes up and communication. The main thing is just us having the energy and communicating with each other, though, and of course, getting our serves over and in.
That was Soli Butte's head volleyball coach, Brittany Hawk. And Barry, we'll go ahead, step away, take a quick break here from CHS River Plains. We'll be right back with more of your keys to success here on KMLO.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Welcome back to the Kisu Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Potter County Head Coach Jamie Cronin. Coach, how you doing today?
Real good. Ready to get this week and rolling.
So you guys open up with Soli Buttes in the playoffs here, and playing a rival in the playoffs just means a little bit more. You know, have your girls been talking about that so far during practices?
Oh, yes, because we played them last homecoming week and went to 5, and we end up my setter went down in the 5th, and we ended up losing by 2. So it was means a lot for us to get another chance at them again on our home floor.
And just want to talk about October a little bit and recap it. It was a struggling October month for you guys. You guys lost 11 matches, but most of those coming against quality opponents. How does that help you into tonight's playoff game?
They were. We played. I said I felt like if we could just get points or get something for playing really close, because we played a lot of those matches, 28-30, 24-26, really tough. And we were missing a couple of my key players, and they are both back now. So the combination of making us work harder without them and giving some of the other girls some experience and making them know that, you know, they have to be able to step up as well. And then just knowing that they have the ability to play with quality teams. I mean, like I say, we weren't out of a lot of them, so that's a good feeling.
You guys looked really impressive in your last match out. You won 3-0. You know, what were some good things you could take away in that match that'll help the girls in tonight's game against Soli Buttes?
You know, the girls were very relaxed that night, and they played. It showed, because they played very smooth and very few errors. I mean, I think we had maybe 8 hitting errors on the whole night. You know, we kind of pride ourselves in working on being aggressive servers, and we took down a lot of aces that night, because we know that when we get against harder teams that we have to be able to bring a tough serve, otherwise they're going to set up in their offense, and then that's a whole nother ballgame where you've got to keep the ball off the floor. So, and then just, you know, long volleys, long rallies, and being able to finish in the end. That's something we really work on and preach as well. It was just fun to see them all come together.
And let's talk about that last time you guys played Soli Buttes. It was a close one. But Soli Buttes did end up coming out on top. What were some things from that match? I know you said that the girls have been talking about it and you guys have talked about it throughout the week leading up to tonight, but what were some good things that you saw in that, and even against Soli Buttes, that you might try to attack and open up and give you guys the upper hand in tonight's match?
Again, I think our serve and being able to attack their serve receive is key. I also know that, you know, they've done some different things with their rotation as well, with players in and out. And, you know, we've just watched film and looked for openings, and, you know, knowing that we have to be on our game and be attacking, that we can't just, you know, let them come at us and match up well when we're given the opportunity to attack and to find that. And even being smart with the ball, you know, finding the openings on their floor. It's not always about how hard you can hit the ball. Sometimes it's just about finding that weakness. And we've been working on that as well.
And you guys are somewhat of a young team, only 4 seniors on the team. How have those 4 seniors helped some of the girls that are coming into their first playoff match into tonight?
You know, we end every practice with kind of a giving another player a bump up, or, you know, trying to make them realize that they are an important part of the team. And one of the things that's been key is our younger players. We have 3 freshmen that have been in the starting lineup at different times throughout the season. And that's important, that they realize that they're just as important as the seniors are. And the seniors that I have played a lot of volleyball. And so these younger kids do look up to them and do appreciate their guidance on the floor. You know, when we've been shuffling people in and out, that's the one thing the younger ones have said is, you know, that each of those seniors has told them or helped them, you know, where I need to be on the floor, what do I need to do to bring what I need for the team as well. So that's very good. And it's been nice to see the younger players get some quality time, because they will have some big shoes to fill. Those 4 seniors are going to be tough to replace. There's no question about it. And our numbers are down a little bit right now. And so the ones that got the experience this year are going to be very much counted on next year.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for joining me on the Keys to Success, and looking forward to a great match coming up tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the interview, and thanks for covering us.
That was Potter County Head Coach Jamie Cronin. We'll go ahead, step away, and take a quick break. Right back with more of the postgame here on KMLO.
It's time to bring in your cattle and get your calves ready for market. And at Real Tough Livestock Equipment, we have what you need to get the job done safer and more efficiently. Hi, this is Lori, inviting you to check out our website, realtuff.com, realtuff.com, and see what we carry for no corner crowding tubs, adjustable alleys, and so much more. Give us a call, 845-3456, and let's talk about your fall equipment needs. Real Tough Livestock Equipment, products at a great value.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Gettysburg, South Dakota, for Region 6 of volleyball action tonight. I'm going to quickly name off the Campbell County Collision starting lineups first for the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight. They will start with Stevie Whitler, number 6, number 21, Addison Chanone, and then number 14, Lydia Hill, number 19, Sage Heath, number 10, Allison Whitler, and then number 11, Trisha White, and then also at the libero tonight for the Soli Buttes Chargers is Caitlin Byerney. We'll step away here from Campbell County Collision. We'll be right back with the Potter County starters here on KMLO.
Campbell County Collision in Harriet is there to serve you. Owned and operated by Bob and Kim Shadwell, Campbell County Collision repairs and paints all makes and models of vehicles. They do windshield and glass replacement. They're even a frame and alignment center. And now they're an authorized Scorpion spray-on bedliner dealer. The next time you have an uh-oh with your vehicle, take it to the pros at Campbell County Collision in Harriet. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Stop by or call 437-2355.
The starters four of the Potter County Battlers, the home team tonight here in Gettysburg, is number one to Taylor's Weber, number four Peyton Stevens, number six Zoe Mankey, number nine Taylor Simon, number 11 Taylor Roche, number 14 Caden Cronin, number 12 Ashley Kopp. She will be the libero tonight for the Battlers. Go ahead, step away here from. The game show is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The law on the field is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection. We'll hear from them. Come back with your game officials here. Almost close to tip-off for playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
Car scams are more common now, largely due to the low inventory of vehicles. This is your Attorney General, Mark Vargo, saying that while we may take this type of purchase for granted, don't rush into it for fear of losing out on that vehicle. Stay vigilant and do your homework before you make the purchase. If you're purchasing a used vehicle, know who you're dealing with, know what you're signing, and be sure you get a copy of the signed agreement at the time of purchase. Be wary of look-alike or sound-alike car dealer websites. If you have questions, contact my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Tonight's officials here in Gettysburg is Rachel Arbach and Todd Sandel. We'll go ahead, step away, take a two-minute break for the national anthem here for playoff volleyball on KMLO.
Access Health Oneida welcomes new and established patients. They offer chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Oneida, assuring access to quality health care.
At First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg, we know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg today. Member FDIC.
The Corner in Oneida is proud to be a sponsor of this broadcast of the Sully Buse Chargers. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all of your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order, 258-2400. The crew in the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all of their activities and wish the Chargers the best of luck. Go Chargers! From the Corner in Oneida.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and its dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live. Just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
AC Miners here on KMLO for playoff volleyball in Gettysburg, South Dakota. Potter County Battlers taking on the Soli Buttes Chargers as they're announcing the starting lineups here in the Potter County Gym. I'm going to welcome you in and thank you to Dave Williams back in the studio tonight, making sure everything is running okay. I had a little trouble at the beginning of the game, but they finally let me go off on my own, so I guess that's a good thing. Coming into tonight, the home team on the scoreboard, Potter County, is in at 12-18. They did lose earlier in this season, as you heard Coach Brittany Falkenberg of Soli Buttes say that they did win that set, the match earlier in the year by 3-2. Been a good one here tonight. A good crowd on hand tonight for playoff volleyball. The winner of tonight's match will advance into the regions even more. They will get the winner of Highmore Herald and Harriet Selby, which is being played tonight. Close to a tip-off here. Close to a first serve here as they're announcing the starters. Talking with both coaches earlier in the week, I mean, it sounded like both of them wanted to get off to a fast start tonight. Let's see if they can do that as Soli Buttes will have the first serve tonight as we get set to start back to serve for the Chargers is number six, Stevie Whitler. Again, your game officials in tonight's game are Rachel Arbach and Todd Sandel. One will be each on each side of the court. Also want to thank the sponsors for tonight's video broadcast. For those of you watching on the DRG News app or online at drgnews.com, those scoreboard sponsor is Real Tough Farm Products. The video sponsor is, the sponsors on the live video broadcast are Millbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Again, Valley right away. And Soli Buttes takes an early lead, 1-0. Whitler will go back to a serve again. Whitler's serve clears the net. This is the back row. Hits libero, and it's going to be short. But then Potter County is able to save it. Quick, fast-paced match here so far. Soli Buttes on top, 1-0. Good volleys back and forth. A kill attempt on the other side. Is my number 18, Caitlin Bierney. Another nice save. Whitler with it in the middle. Madison Cronkle with the kill attempt, unable to get it. Both teams going back and forth here real quick. Still 1-0. That kill attempt is on the way by Lydia Hill, and we will go ahead and give her the first kill of the night. Stevie Whitler had the ace earlier. Soli Buttes takes a 2-0 lead as Whitler will go back to serve again. Her serve clears the net, goes to the back row of the Battlers. Going to go for a long kill, and the kill attempt was number one for the Battlers. Taylor Zweber is now going to go back to Zweber again. Hitting it over is number 12, Ashley Kopp. Kill attempt by Potter County's by Soli Buttes is blocked at the net, but they're unable to save it as they went out of bounds off their number 9, Tyler Simon. So give the kill attempt to Sage Heath as she gets in the board tonight, and it's quickly 3-0 for the Chargers. Whitler back to serve her third straight serve, clears the net, goes to the back row. Battlers on the attack, as blocked at the net. Lydia Hill with the block. Battlers still on offense here as they get it over. Whitler serves it up. Hill with the kill. It's going to get blocked at the net right away. That was blocked in the middle. And number 11, Palin Roush. She will go back to serve for the Battlers. Battlers finally on the scoreboard, 3-1. Roush's serve is short, and it will be another Soli Buttes point here, 4-1. A lot of action early on. The serve is over. It's saved. Whitler with the assist. The kill attempt. Kill be by number 14, Caden Cronin, but it will be back over. A nice dig by number 1-4 for the Battlers. Don't have her on my roster sheet. So I'll try to get that name for you as soon as I can. But quickly now it's 4-2. Coming in to serve for Soli Buttes is Caitlin Bierney. She is the libero tonight. Bierney's serve is over and it will go out of bounds. So that will be an error for her. Five, two now for the Chargers. Bierney's serve gets over the net. And that one's going to be a kill error on number 6, Zoe Mankey. As her attempt went long, and it's 6-2 Chargers. Chargers early as they're holding on to this big lead. Bierney serve gets over the net. Potter County setting up their offense. They try to tip it over, and it's going to go out of bounds. A kill error again for Potter County. That is number 9, Tyler Simon. Bierney serve clears the net again, goes to the back row. Simon trying to save it. She does save it. Potter County now on the fence as Whittler has it, goes to the middle. White hits it over. They're going to get a double hit at the net, and it will be a point for Potter County, 7-3 now. Back to serve for the Chargers is Zoe Mankey. Mankey serve clears and goes to the back row to Bierney. Whittler to set up. Kill attempt in the middle by number 10. Ashlyn Whittler is blocked at the net. Number 6, Stevie Winter hits it over. As Potter County's on the attack and on the kill attempt is number 14, Caden Cronin, her first of the night. Or excuse me, that went out of bounds, so that will be an error. 8-3 now for the Chargers. We're going to get a net violation on Soling Buttes. The point will go to the Battlers. 4-8 now early here in the first set. Both teams subbing players in. Back to serve for Potter County is Ashley Kopp, the libero tonight. Her serve clears the net, and it's going to go out of bounds. So another point to the Chargers, 9-4. Head coach Jamie Cronin on the far sideline there talking to her players as they find themselves down 5. Whittler's serve is over as it hits off the top, but it's saved by Bierney as it gets over. Stevie Whittler to save it as the kill attempt is saved on the other side. Chargers on offense here as Cronin tries to get the kill attempt. It's saved as a good back-and-forth match going on so far, 9-4. For the Chargers, and Stevie Whittler tries to get it over, but is unable to as it goes right into the net. Battlers get another point at 9-5 here, as back to serve for Potter County is Tyler Simon. 9-5 your score here in the first set. This match earlier in the late end part of September went all 5. Potter Soley Buttes gets it over as it's saved by Top. They're able to find the middle of the defense. Another point for Potter County as they're inching away at this lead. 9-6 now for the Battlers. Is back to serve again is Tyler Simon. Simon's serve gets over as he gets to the back row. Chargers setting up on offense. The kill attempt. And then the 11th, Shella White, will drop. She'll get her first kill of the night as that is the first point for the for the Chargers in quite some time. They still hold a 10-6 lead up 4 here in the first set. We are in Gettysburg, South Dakota for this Region 6B volleyball match. Again, the winner takes on advances in later on Thursday to play the winner of Highmore Herald and Harriet Selby as the Chargers get the point there. Back to serve for Soley Buttes was White. White serve gets over. They Potter County cooks to get it back on the Chargers side. Kill attempt by Cronin. Good volley back and forth here by both teams. Whittler sets it up in the middle. Her assist is going to get over. Both teams fighting right at the net right now. It's going to drop for a Potter County point. 11-7 now as the Battlers itch away at this lead. I welcome you into the Jensen Rockinson broadcast booth. Casey Miners here in Gettysburg, South Dakota, doing this volleyball match. Haven't done much volleyball. It's been a while, too, as that ace goes down for the Battlers. Now down 3-11-8. Serve goes to the back row. Could have been out of bounds, but it was saved another ace for Potter County as they now have 11-9 lead. They're going to get a timeout by Soli Buttes. This timeout brought to you by Agitegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agitegra cooperative. We'll go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds here on KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212.
Welcome back into Gettysburg, South Dakota for 9-6 Region 6B volleyball action. Dave Williams back into studio tonight. Casey Miners here, the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth, bringing you Potter County and Soli Buttes volleyball, number 4 and 5 seed in Region 6 as Weber's serve is over. Quickly gets back over onto the Potter County side, setting up their offenses. They find a hole in the middle of the defense, and that kill attempt is good by number 6, Zoe Mankey. Mankey noticing that there was a hole in the Chargers defense, able to get it over and land for her second kill of the night as it's now 11-10. Battlers battling back from down being down early, 9-4. Weber serve gets over and it will go out of bounds as Potter, Soli Buttes gets on the board again, 12-10 now. We have a substitution for the Chargers. Back to serve, it's Stevie Winner. Her serve gets over, back to Weber. Potter County setting up their offense. As that one's going to go right into the net. Sage Heath with the error for the Chargers. And it just keeps building on to that Potter County comeback here. 12-11 now as the Chargers, as the Battlers will serve. Serve goes to the back row. Whittler setting up the offense. It's blocked at the net, but Heath's able to get it over. Another block at the net by the Chargers as they're playing great volleyball right now. Whittler gets it over and tries to get it into the back row, but she is unable to do so. As Whittler ties this game up and gives Potter County another serve. Serving for the Battlers is number 11, Tylen Roche. Roche's serve is short as it gets to the libero, Birney. Whittler setting it up as the attempt over by Heath. Potter County now setting up their offense as Weber's kill attempt. He's going to go to the back row to Birney. Whittler on the attack. As that will go out of bounds off of Potter County. Soli Buttes retaking the lead at 13-12. Another good one we got on hand tonight. Again, they did play earlier towards the end of September, back on the 27th. They did go 5 sets with Soli Buttes winning that. Potter County on offense as they get it over, goes to the back row to Birney. Whittler setting it up. Goes cross court, but they are unable to get it over with, as they had a 4-hit set. The pass by Stevie Whittler was just a little to the left, unable to set up the offense and get it going on the other side, as Potter County will tie this game up 13-13. Potter County serve goes right into the net. That will be an error on the Battlers. Back to serve for Soli Buttes is number 8, Caitlin Birney. Her serve over goes to the back row to Weber. Battlers setting up their offense as it's blocked at the net by Heath. Potter County struggling to get it over as Whittler has it. Kill attempts blocked by Whittler at the net. Potter County back on offense as it's saved by Birney for Soli Buttes. Chargers get it over. As the kill attempt will go down for number 14 for Potter County. That is Caden Cronin, her second kill of the night. So we tie this match back up at 14-14. Back to serve for the Battlers is number 6, Zoe Mankey. She's got 2 kills on the night so far. Her serve is short as it goes to Birney. Stevie Whittler trying to set it up, but just unable. Tried to tip it over. Hit off her hand a little the wrong way. Try to tip it over on bounds on the Potter County side, but it goes out of bounds. And the Battlers will have their first lead of the night at 15-14 here in set number one. Makey serve goes over back to Heath. Stevie Whitler setting it up. She goes cross court to White. Swing beats now with the ball again as Whitler sets it up. White's kill attempt is going to fall. It's going to look like it falls in, but they're going to say it didn't. So Potter County will grow their lead now at 16-14. Makey back to serve. Her serve goes to the back of the net. A nice save by number 19 for Potter County. Sage Heath. She gets the kill. She gets the kill. And it will be 16-15. Heath serve goes to the back row. Potter County on offense now as Cronin's kill attempt's going to fall in. She gets number 3 on the night. Three kills quickly in the game for the Battlers. Caden Cronin, as they now have a 17-15 lead. Battlers fighting back here in this first set. Stevie Whitler setting it up as she gets it to Ashlyn Whitler. Potter County now on offense. Weber's kills block at the net. Bierney has it. Whitler with it goes cross court to Stevie. Stevie trying to save, and that's going to be a kill attempt for number 11 for the Chargers, Trisha Trisella White. She has 2 kills on the night now. Potter County on offense again, as Weber's kill attempt's going to be short. Chargers trying to save it as it gets over by White. Weber's kill attempt again is going to go off the hands of Weber. Bierney able to save it over. Potter County still on offense here, so they got to get it over. Both teams playing nice volleyball here. And it will not be saved by Potter County. Both teams scrambling. They're getting their defense working each side of the court. It just was scramble on offense, a scramble drill out here at the court. Serving is Allison Whitler. Her serve gets over. Potter County trying to catch the Chargers off guard. As that will be a kill for number 21, Addison Clooney. She'll get her first kill of the night. It's now 18-17. Chargers regain the lead. Back to serve for Soli Buttes is Allison Whitler. Whitler's serve goes to the back row, and it's going to be an ace for her. Goes off the hands of number 3, Riley Pop. And we're going to get a timeout by Potter County. Timeout's brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take a 30 seconds to listen to Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO.
Brett Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brett Spray Service serves the Oneida, Pier, and Presho area, and they appreciate your continued business. For all your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and Presho area, remember to call Brett Spray Service, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brett Spray Service.
Back in at Gettysburg, South Dakota for this one as the Chargers of Soli Buttes hold a 19-17 lead in a back-and-forth first set. If we're going to get an error right away coming out of the timeout by number 10, Allison Whitler. Her serve attempt went wrong. And the Battlers get on the board now. The serve for Potter County is number 9, Tyler Simon. First serve goes to the back row as Bierney has it. Stevie Whitler trying to set it up on offense. As we're going to go down for a kill attempt for Trisha White, her third of the night for the Chargers as they extend their lead now 20-18. Back to serve for Soli Buttes is Trisha White. White's serve goes over as it hits the back row. Battlers setting up their offense as Zeb Weber's kill goes right to the back, goes right to Soli Buttes. Potter County trying to save it as Weber gets it back in. Battlers now have to just hit it over. Stevie Whitler trying to set up some offense. It's blocked right away at the net. We're going to get a Potter County point here as they now cut into the lead 20-19. Taylor's Weber back to serve for the Battlers. Because that's short, and it's going to be an ace for Zweber, her first ace of the night, the first ace so far tonight for Potter County. Zweber to serve again, knotted at 20 here in set number one. Zweber's serve goes to the back row. Chargers setting up their offense as the kill attempt is by Hill. Battlers able to save it as Zweber gets on offense. Their kill attempt is going to be saved on the other side. Hill with another attempt goes to the back row. Both teams going back and forth right now, and it will be a kill attempt, and it will go down for number nine, Tyler Simon, as she caught the Charger defense off guard and hit the back corner. Battlers retake the lead 21-20. Zweber back to serve again for Potter County. Zweber's serve goes to the back row. STV Whitler sets it up. Hill's kill attempt's going to go long, and that will be another point for the Battlers. We're going to get another timeout on the floor. Timeout by Soli Buttes. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them. Right back in 1 minute here on KMLO.
Langer's Family Foods is proud to help sponsor the game broadcast of the Potter County Battlers. Langer's invites you to come shop the store each week. Sign up for weekly specials delivered right to your email. Langer's Family Foods offers you the freshest meat and produce, 10% senior citizens discount every Tuesday, free carryout, and free local home delivery. Store hours 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Shop and save at Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg every week.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Soli Buttes Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Coming out of this timeout, Hill has a kill attempt. Again, Battlers on top, 22-20 here, still in the first set. Crony's kill attempt goes long as Weber's able to save it. Mankey trying to get it over as it goes to the back row to Whitler. Stevie Whitler now saves it as Potter County has it. Bierney with it as they go cross-court again to Addison. Good volleys back and forth. This block at the net by Hill, and Hill's going to get a block for the first time tonight as the Chargers cut into that 22-20 lead, now making it 22-21. Back to serve for the Chargers is Stevie Whitler. Whitler's serve attempt is on the way as it goes short. It's able to go off the hands. It will be an ace for Whitler, her second of the night. It goes off of the number six, Zoe Mankey, for the Chargers, and we're now knotted up at 22. Number four and five seeds playing here tonight in Gettysburg in a Class B Region 6 as Whitler's serve goes to the back row. Potter County setting up their offense, and it's going to be blocked at the net. It's going to go right into the net as on the kill attempt. And Zoe Mankey, she's unable to get it across. It was blocked at the net by Hill. Hill with two quick blocks now gives the Chargers back the lead at 23-22. Whitler's serve goes long. It's going to be an ace if they can't save it, and it will be another ace for Stevie Whitler. Now 24-22, match point for Soli Buttes, and we got to get a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here real quick. Right now, Stevie Whitler playing really well. He's got three aces so far in the night, but also four of the Chargers. Trishella White with three kills. Both teams going back and forth as it's been a real good first match here. Earlier in the end, towards the end of September, Soli Buttes did beat the Battlers 23-2. This one right now 24-22. So it's setting up to be a great match here in Gettysburg. Again, the winner of tonight's match will go on to play the winner of Highmore Hero and Harriet Selby with the higher seed hosting that match. Also coming up later on tonight in the post game, we'll have the big play of the game along with the player of the game. from the Jets and Rock and Sand broadcast booth. I'm Casey Miners. Dave Williams back in the Studio Central, making sure everything goes okay as Stevie Whitler's serve goes long. Potter County able to save it as Weber's got to hit it over, and that's going to go out of bounds as the Sully Buttes Chargers win a set one of 25-22. A great first set as both teams will go back and talk about what happened. We'll go ahead, step away, take a three-minute break here. Oh, excuse me, not take a three-minute break. Go ahead, step away, take a two-minute break. Listen to Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO.
C&B Operations in Gettysburg is a proud sponsor of local athletes, and they wish good luck to the Potter County Battlers and Sully Buttes Chargers in tonight's volleyball postseason game. Shop online. Browse their inventory at deerequipment.com. DEERE equipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer in Gettysburg. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
Good luck, Chargers. From Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Neumeyer and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Neumeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in South Dakota, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back in to Gettysburg, South Dakota for this playoff of volleyball. Casey Miners, the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Sully Buttes wins the first set 25-22. That score update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Potter County will serve to start the second set. Really back and forth. First set as they did see Sully Buttes win 25-22. Expect a lot of the same. As Potter County serve goes deep, Stevie Whitler with it. Potter County now on the attack. As Trogan's kill is going to be saved as it goes quickly back over on the Potter County side. Both teams going back and forth as Stevie Whitler gets it in the kill attempt by Hill. It's going to be saved by the Battlers. Battlers now back on offense as Mankey tries to get it in. Steve will get a kill attempt for the Chargers. Excuse me, that was Tyler Simon. Simon with the kill. Be her third of the night as the Battlers take an early lead here in set number one. Set number two, 1-0. Now to serve for the Battlers, number 11, Kaylin Roush, as her serve goes short as he gets to Bierney. Stevie Whitler now setting it up. We're going to get a violation on Whitler. It will be a 2-0 lead for the Battlers as Roush will go back to serve again. Sully Buttes on offense as Hill's kill attempt is going to fall here in set number two as Sully Buttes will get on the board 2-1. Hill will get her first kill of the night. Now back to serve for the Chargers, Stevie Whitler. Whitler's serve will go out of bounds, and that will be an error on her. 3-1 now, Potter County. The Battler serve goes to the back row to Bierney. Whitler has it. set it up to Heath, and Heath was able to get it over, but it goes right of bounds right away off the hands of Tyler Simon. So now a 3-2 lead here for the Battlers. His opponent's Pioneer serve is over. We're going to be knotted up at 3 here quickly. Potter County on offense here as Weber's going to try to save it. She gets it over. Hill now setting it up as Whitler has it. She'll get a cross court as the kill attempt will be by Allison Whitler. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Battlers, and the Chargers will take their first lead here in the second set as Allison Whitler will get her first kill of the night. Chargers now serving again as that's going to go out of bounds. Back to serve for the Chargers. It was Addison. Four four now here in set number two. Soli Buttes did win the first set 25-22. Serving for Potter County is number 3, Riley Pop. Stevie Whitler will get her first kill tonight. Already has 3 aces. Playing a great game tonight for the Chargers, and the Chargers will retake the lead 5-4. Now back to serve for Sully Buttes, Caitlin Bierney. Bierney's serve goes to the back row. Mankey trying to hit it over and catch the Charger defense off guard. Blocked at the net by Crocker. Both teams going back and forth right now as Whitler hits it over, tries to hit it out of bounds. It will go out of bounds. Tried to get it in that back left corner. Caden Cronin had her kill attempt blocked at the net for the Battlers. It will be tied 5-5 as Potter County gets the point. Chargers back on offense here as Whitler saves it up. She'll get it into Allison Whitlow, and she will get her second kill of this set number two, now 6-5 for the Chargers. Either team really gaining a lead here, swung back and forth. Back to serve for Soli Buttes' Sage Heath. Heath serve goes to the back row as Potter County will set up their offense. Whoever with the kill attempt has it blocked to the net, but it is going to fall for a Potter County point. Six, six now. Back to serve for the Battlers is number 9, Tyler Simon. Simon's serve will go long, and that will be a point for the Chargers. Chargers retake the lead 7-6. Addison Ciccone checks back into the game as Allison Whitler's serve goes to the back row for the Battlers. Weber's kill attempt, he's going to try to hit in the middle of the defense. Now Potter County, Soli Buttes on offense. Ciccone's serve will go long. You're now tied 7-6. Ciccone's kill attempt will go long, now tied 7-7 here in the second set. Weber back to serve for Potter County. Her serve goes to the back row. It's going to be off the hands of Allison Whitler. Saved by Bierney, and Ciccone gets it over. Potter County now on the attack. Scramble drill for the Chargers as Potter County will get the point. The kill can be awarded to Riley Kopp. Kopp. Weber back to serve for the Chargers. Battlers retake the lead 8-7 here in set number 2. Weber will get the ace as caught the Charger defense off guard. Her second ace of the night. Combined between both teams, right now Soli Buttes has 3 aces to the 2, or excuse me, 4-2 for Potter County as Weber serves goes again to the back row. Chargers setting up their offense as White got it over. Potter County now with it, gets it quickly back over to Soli Buttes. Stevie Whitler serve kill attempt is going to go long. And they're going to get a correction. Sully Butte thought it went off of a Potter County player, and it did. So the kill attempt would be good for Stevie Wither, her second kill to go along with three aces tonight, as the Battlers still hold a 9-8 lead. Weber has it on the back row. Mankey tries to catch the Sully Butte's defense off guard. He's Hill with the kill attempt's going to go long, and it will be a point for the Battlers. They extend their lead to 2 now, 10-8, as Caden Cronin checks in for the Battlers in the middle of that Potter County defense right now. Back to serve for the Battlers is number 11, Taylen Roush. Her serve goes the middle of the defense to Bearney. Hill's kill attempt's going to be partially blocked at the net, but gets to the back row. Sully Butte still on offense here as Whitler has it. Hill's going to push it over, try to get in the middle of the defense. Cronin saves it, goes long to the Chargers. Both teams going back and forth here. Potter County still with it. As Mankey's kill is going to fall in the middle of that defense. She'll get her third of the night, and it's now 11-8 lead for the Battlers. Sully Butte did win the first set, 25-22. We're now 11-8. As Roush's serve gets back to Bearney. Whitler on the attack. Potter County now with it as both teams are going back and forth. And Cronin with a hard one. She'll get her fourth kill of the night. And it just extends this Battler lead 12-8. We got a good one at the end of September. Expecting a good one here tonight in Gettysburg. So we got the 4 and 5 seeds facing off in the B6B region tonight. Hill's kill attempt for Sully Butte will go long, and the Battlers just continuing to roll right now. As Taylen Roush will go back to serve following this timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take 30 seconds with them here. You listen to Playoff Volleyball on KMLO.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Welcome into the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. KC Miners joined alongside with you on this journey. Dave Williams back in studio making sure everything sounds good on your guys' end. Potter County with a 13-8 lead over the Chargers so far. As back to serve for the Battlers is Taylen Roush. Served about 6 in a row now as Potter County's on a nice little run here. Stevie Whitler gets it over to Hill. Hill's kill attempts can be partially blocked at the end, but he gets to the back row. Potter County now on offense here as Mankey's kill is going to land in. If she gets her fourth on the night for the Battlers, her and Caden Cronin each with 4 so far for Potter County. 14-8 now for the Battlers. Roche still back to serve. Her serve is going to be short to Bearney. Stevie Whitler trying to set it up to be blocked partially at the net by Cronin. Chargers back on offense as they're setting it up. Hill's kill attempt's going to go to the back rows. Weber saves it. A nice dig by her as they're setting up again. Mankey gets it over. Whitler with it goes cross court. Nice dig there on the other end by Roush. Whitler now with it again. Tries to get it over. Catches the defense off guard, but Potter County's able to recover. Mankey's kill attempt goes short. Both teams going back and forth right now as Hill's kill attempt's going to go high, see if they can save it. Potter County does. They got to get it over. Ball still in action here as Hill's kill attempt is finally going to land, and the Chargers finally get on the board after a nice long stretch there by Potter County, making it 4-9. Lydia Hill with another kill, makes 2 on the night for her. Back to serve for Sully Buttes is Stevie Whitler. Whitler's serve is going to go right into the net. Will be an error on her. It gets the Battlers right back on the board at 15-9 here in set number 2. Potter County serve gets over the net, goes to the back row, and it's going to go off the hands of Heath. So an ace there for the Battlers as they extend their lead 16-9. Coach Brittany Hockenberry on the other side barking at her team. Bearney now with it as the Chargers on offense. Chargers attempt's going to be blocked at the net, but they're going to say a double hit or a net violation. Not quite sure what they called, but it will get the Chargers on the board at 16-20. Now back to serve is Addison Chanone. Chargers on offense here as Heath has it, gets it to Hill. Hill tries to get it in the middle of the defense. Mankey's kill attempt on the other end is going to go ahead and fall. Excuse me, that was Simon. Simon's kill attempt goes down, and she now has four kills on the night at 17-14. Potter County being very effective swinging at the nets. I know that's something that head coach Jamie Cronin spoke about in her keys to success. They wanted to be aggressive tonight. 17-10 now for Potter County. The Sully Buttes back on offense. Here's Whitler has it. She goes cross court to Ashley Whitler. Saved by Zweber. Zweber gets it back over. Hill with the kill attempt. That's going to be saved in the back row by the Battlers. Zweber gets it over. Tries to find the middle of the defense. Potter County back on offense. Zweber has it. Over to Ronan's serve is going to be blocked at the net, but it's going to fall. She will get a kill attempt. And that will fall for her. She's got five on the night so far. Now 18-10. For the Battlers, and we're going to get another timeout here by Sully Buttes. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them back in 60 seconds here on KMLO.
Fall is almost here. Is your air seeder field ready? 83 Ag in Oneida offers all the things you need to get your equipment ready for the upcoming season. We offer stainless steel meters, opener blades, closing wheels, intelligent ag blockage, and more. Call Derek at 605-222-5385 for a free on-site inspection or stop in and visit with the experts. Best of luck to the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of your school and athletic activities.
Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg salutes the Potter County Battlers and wishes them the best of luck. Call Gas and Goodies for weekly pizza specials at 765-2761. And remember to purchase your lottery tickets. Your favorite beverages are in the beer cave. Burgers, pizza, and more for lunch and supper. Stop in today at your 24-hour Clark Pay at the Pump store. Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg, family-owned for 30 years and proud to help support Potter County High School activities.
Welcome back in here to a playoff of volleyball. As the Chargers are on offense again, Hill's kill attempt's going to be saved, but it's going to go long off the arms of a Potter County, off the arms of Potter County, and that will fall as Lydia Hill will get her third kill of the night. Chargers trying to battle back from this 18-11 Potter County lead. Bearney serve goes short, and they're unable to save it, so that'll be an ace. For number eight, Caitlin Bearney, her first ace of the night. She is the libero tonight for the Chargers as that one's short again. She's able to save it. Chargers now on offense as Ashley Whitler's kill attempt's going to go long, and it will go out of bounds off of her. Battlers back on the board at 19-12. Their largest lead so far in both sets tonight, as it's been all Potter County so far in this second set. They did lose the first set, 25-22, if you're just joining us. Bearney with it now for the Chargers as Whitler tries to save it. She goes cross court to White, and White will get her fourth kill of the night. You've gone back and forth so far coming out of this timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Agitegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agitegra cooperative today. Battlers on offense here as Weber's going to hit it right off the pole. Tried to drop it in between the Charger defense, but the Battlers unable to do so. The Chargers are going on a little run here now, 19-14. Sully Buttes serve goes to the back row of the Battlers. Weber's kill attempt going to go to the back row. Whitler now with it goes cross court to Allison Whitler. She will get a kill, her third of the night. Now 19-15, Chargers going on a little run here to try to retake the lead here in the second set. Back to serve for Potter County is Sage Heath. No aces on the night for her, but she does have two kills. Heath's serve is short, but it ends up getting the back rows. Weber's kill on the other end, ineffective. But the Chargers set up their offense and tried to get it in the middle of that Surly Buttes defense. Excuse me, the Potter County defense. Both teams going back and forth. Scramble the drill on the court is Mankey's kill attempt. It's going to go down and it will go long. Excuse me, Tyler Simon. She will get another kill. Five on the night for her. Both her and Caden Cronin have five for Potter County. All they need is five more points to close out this second set. They're up 20-15. Simon's serve goes to the back row. Stevie Whitler sent it up, gets it to Allison Whitler. We're going to get a violation by Soli Buttes. Another point goes to the Battlers, 21-15. Simon's serve goes short. Allison Whitler sending it up, gets to Stevie. Stevie hits it over. Potter County now back on offense as they get it over, and it's going to be effective as number nine, Tyler Simon, will get another kill on the night. She was able to just hit that long. Notice that they were able to suck in. The Soli Buttes defense was able to hit in the back row. She will serve again, 22-15 for Potter County. White gets it over for the Chargers towards the back row. Potter County gets it over back to Soli Buttes. Soli Buttes setting up their offense as Allison Whitler will get the kill attempt. Both teams are working really hard, and they're going to get a net violation here on Potter County. Now 22-16, Chargers down six. They're looking to fight back here in the second set. Allison Whitler's serve goes long as Weber has it. Simon now with it, set up the offense, gets it back to Weber. Goes right to Stevie Whitler. She gets it to the back row of the Battlers. Cross court to Weber. Weber hits it out. There will be another point for the Chargers, 22-17 now. Potter County on top here, set number two. Potter County on offense here. So they get it over to the Chargers. Chargers setting up their offense as White has it in the middle, and that's going to fall for a kill. So Shoah White will have another kill. Her fifth on the night for the Chargers. And just like that, they're down four. They've gone on a little run here, 22-18. Let's see if they can cut into this lead and tie the game back up. Allison Whitler serves just barely going to get over as they get it right back as Stevie Whitler is going to set it up. White with another kill attempt, back-to-back kills for her. And they're going to get a timeout from Potter County trying to stop this Soli Buttes offense. This timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Casey Miners in the Jensen Rocket Sand broadcast booth. So far, 22-19 for the Battlers on top of the Chargers. Soli Buttes did win that first set, 25-22. Both sets been back and forth so far. We're seeing a lot of offense at the net. Both teams really having a great kill efficiency so far, as leading the way for Soli Buttes so far in the second set. Rochella White with five kills, and then we also have Tyler Simon and Caden Cronin for the Battlers with five themselves. Again, Casey Miners here, the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. Thank you to Dave Williams back in the studio, making sure everything's running okay as both teams come back out of the timeout. Back to serve for the Chargers is Allison Whitler. Whitler's serve goes to the back row as Weber has it. Battlers need to get it over as Stevie Whitler has it. And that's going to go long on the kill attempt by Addison Chanone. 23-19 now for the Battlers. Got their first point coming off of the timeout. Checking in for Potter County is number six, Zoe Mankey. She's got four kills on the night for the Battlers as Taylor Zweber will be back to serve. Her serve goes to the back row as Allison Wilder has it, gets it to Seavey. White on the kill attempt is going to go long to the back row. Soli Buttes still on offense here as Stevie Whitler tries to catch the Potter County defense off guard, unable to do so as it will fall on her side. Now, Battlers have match point here at 24-19. Taylor's Weber serve goes long. Stevie Whitler setting up the offense as Addison Shinone got it over. Shinone, excuse me. Chargers still in offense here as they got it right back. White's kill attempt's going to fall. And she is on fire here in the second set. Now up with 7 kills on the night so far. 24-20, still match point for the Battlers. As White will go back to serve for the Chargers. Checking in the game for Sully Buse's Sage Cheese. She's got 2 kills on the night. White serve goes back deep to Weber. Chargers setting up their offense as that's going to be down. And Tyler County setting up their offense as Zoe Mankey gets the match point. 25-20 as we tie up in sets, 1 apiece. We'll go ahead, step away, take a 2-minute break. Listen to Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Access Health Oneida welcomes new and established patients. They offer chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Oneida, assuring access to quality health care.
At First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg, we know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg today. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Playoff Volleyball here on KMLO. Casey Miners in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Each team has won a set so far as Potter County just won set number 2, 25-20. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Again, this is the 4-5 matchup here in Class B Region 6. We expected a good game. They also played each other really tight earlier in the year, towards the end of September. As Potter County just did win the second set, 25-20. Sully Buttes won the first set, 25-22. So two really close sets. Sully Buttes had a battle back there in that second set, unable to fully come back as they will get the ball to start here in the third set. Each team with one. Again, it's the best of three. The first one to win three sets wins. As we start here in the third set, as Mankey's kill is going to go cross court. Sully Buttes able to save it as we're going to get a kill on the other end for the Chargers by Stevie Whitler, her third of the night. She's done a little bit of everything, three aces, and then 3 kills. As her serve is going to go short, and she will get another ace, 4 aces on the night for her as the Chargers are quickly out to a 2-0 lead here in this third set. Stevie Whitler back to serve again for the Chargers. Her serve's going to go right into the net. An error on her, her third so far tonight, as we got a substitution on the other end for Potter County. Battlers finally on the scoreboard at 2-1. Good crowd on hand tonight here in Gettysburg. As we're going to get an ace on the other end by Potter County. Was a little short and went off Lydia Hill's hands with Sully Buttes. And she just hit it long, was unable, they were unable to save it. So we're now knotted up at 2-2. The Battler serve goes to the back row as Smith has it. Stevie Whitler setting it up as Hill's kill attempt's going to go long. Back-to-back mistakes there by Heath now gives the Battlers a 3-2 lead as they're on a 3-0 scoring run here. Each team with one set, one-to-one so far as Stevie Whitler has it. It's going to be blocked at the net on the Potter County side by Caden Cronin, and now a 4-0 scoring run here for the Battlers. Potter County serve goes to the back row. Sully Butte's on the offense as Heath's kill attempt's going to be saved. Cronin's kill attempt's going to be saved again on the Potter, on the Sully Butte side. Both teams going back and forth here so far. Potter County in a 4-0 scoring lead. Cronin's kill attempt's blocked at the net. Battler scrambling. As they're still on offense here. Mankey's kill attempt goes to the back row for the Chargers. Stevie Whitler setting it up as Hill hits it over. A nice dig attempt by Stevie Whitler. She was able to hit it over, but Potter County was able to get it right back, and it goes off the hands of Caitlin Bierney. Now a 5-0 scoring run here for the Battlers in the third set. Your score here in set number three. Potter County serve goes to the back row to Bierney. Stevie Whitler setting it up. Hill's kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net by Caden Cronin. It's at least, I haven't kept track of the blocks, but it's at least her second on the so far tonight. And she has done a great job at the nets. She's got 6 kills in the night so far tonight, unofficially as well. Potter County on offense here. As Mankey hits it over. Stevie Whitler setting it up as Heath has it. Goes cross court to Hill. Hill trying to set it over. Cronin with the save for Potter County. Sweber able to hit it over. Both teams going back and forth. Sweber now with it, hits it back over to the Chargers. Stevie Whitler setting it up. Hill's kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net again by Cronin. Her at least third block on tonight. Back to back Hills. Potter County on a 7-0 scoring run. Gets a timeout by Sully Butte. This timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. We will go ahead, step away, take a 30-second break. Right back with more 6B region volleyball here on KMLO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued. I'm empowered. I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed a trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in South Dakota high school sports.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Class B Region 6 volleyball match. The Battlers of Potter County on a 7-0 scoring run as Hill's kill attempt's going to fall in the middle, but it's going to be saved as Cronin gets it over. Chargers back on offense here. That kill attempt's going to go long and fall in as Potter County was able to get the point. Now an 8-0 scoring run as Weber gets her second kill of the night to go along with two aces. 8-2 now. Potter County on top. You can just see the Sully Butte girls are tired out there as they're having to move around a lot. Served by the Battlers. Goes long. A nice dig there by Whitler. Hill's kill attempt goes over. Potter County now back on offense. Here's Cronin's kill attempt's going to fall in. I thought it hit the line here, but we're going to get a talk with the official. See what they come away with. If it does stand, that will be Caden Cronin's 8th kill on the night. Again, the Battlers in an 8-0 scoring run. A long discussion happening right now with the officials. Welcome into the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth, and it will be a kill of 4, number 14, Caden Cronin. 8-0 scoring run so far for the Battlers as they will serve again. Chargers looking to find some success here in the third set as they're setting up their offense. Hill with the kill attempt is going to fall, and that might be the spark that the Chargers needed. Hill with her fourth kill tonight. Both teams being very effective at the net, getting a lot of kills to fall. Chargers back to serve now as that serve goes long. Mankey's kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net. Heath has it, gets it to Hill. Hill in the middle of the court is going to go long, but it will fall in as she will get back-to-back kills now. Potter County's lead has decreased 8-4 now as Sully Buttes tries to cut into this lead. Chargers serve's going to go back, and it will go out of bounds. So the Battlers get back on the board and see if they can go on another scoring run now, 9-4. Each team has won a set so far. Sully Buttes open it up, 25-22. Cotter County one set, 25-20. Chargers on offense here as Stevie Whitler gets it over. Kill attempt in the middle of the court. It's going to be good there by number 14, Maiden Cronin. Able to catch the defense off guard. Another kill for her to go along with three blocks so far tonight. Doing a great job in the middle of that offense and defense for the Battlers. Mankey serve goes long to the Chargers. Stevie Whitler setting it up on offense. Goes cross court to Allison Whitler. Chargers back on offense again as the kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net by Cronin, but will go out of bounds. Chargers back on the board 10-5 now. White checks back in for the Chargers as Heath will take a seat. Caitlin Bierney's serve is going to go into the net. That will be an error. 11-5 now. Battlers on top here in the third set. Battler serve goes to Heath. Chargers setting up an offense as White's kill attempt is going to go directly into the net. Two straight points for Potter County as they will go back to serve again. Back to serve is Ashley Kalp. Kalp serve goes right into the net. An error for her. Back-to-back serves into nets for both teams. 12-6 now. Battlers holding on to a six-point lead. As Sage Heath will serve for the Chargers. He serves goes long. Potter County on offense here as Weber's kill attempt goes long. Errors back and forth so far into this third set. You might be a little fatigued by each team so far. Been a really good back and forth match. It's just like that here in the third set. 12-7 now as Heath serve goes over to the back row. Simon trying to catch the Charger defense off guard as they're back on offense. Whitler tries to go deep. Potter County now with it as Weber hits it over. Chargers setting up their offense. She goes cross court to Allison Whitler, and that will go down and fall for her. Her fourth kill on the night to go along with an ace. 12-8 now. Chargers cutting into that Battler lead. Sully Buttes did lead here in the third set, 2-0, but it's been all Battler sets then as they went on an 8-0 scoring run to make it 8-2. Largest lead of the match so far. Kalp with it. She hits it over to the Chargers. Chargers setting up their offense as Whitler tries to catch him off guard. Simon with the kill attempt, but a nice dig on the other end. Bierney's kill goes long as the Battlers are going to scramble on the court. Simon's able to get it over. Whitler now setting it up as White's kill attempt will fall for Sully Buttes. She's been effective with those tonight. Eight kills now with the shell of White for the Chargers as Heath serve will be short as Weber saves it. Potter County now on offense as they hit it over. Stevie Whitler gets it back to the Potter County side. Potter County setting up their offense as Weber's kill is no good. White hits it over. Both teams going back and forth. 12-9, your score now. Potter County still on offense here as they get it back. Heath saves it. And it's going to fall and not be saved much after that. Heath hit it a little too far. The kill will go down for number 9, Tyler Simon for Potter County. Her and Cronin are racking up the kills tonight for the Battlers, 13-9 now, as Simon will go back to serve for Potter County. Her serve will go long to Bierney. Stevie Whitler setting it up in the middle. White's kill attempt's going to be partially blocked at the net, but saved by Kaup. Clever for Potter County on the other end. Nice dig there for the Chargers. That kill attempt's going to be partially blocked at the net, but it's going to fall in and be good. Another kill for number 10, Allison Whitler. 13-10 now for the Battlers. Whitler's serve goes over. Potter County just scrambling and they're unable to save it. That'll be an ace on the other end for Allison Whitler. Whitler's serve goes to the back row. Could have been out of bounds. A couple players were calling for it to be out of bounds. Kaup gives it over. Stevie Whitler with it. As White's kill attempt is going to fall, and just like that, the Chargers are battling back now, down one, 13-12. It will be Allison Whitler with another ace, her second one so far. And we're going to get a timeout as this game is tied up. Potter County with a timeout. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them. This timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earnings straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Be back in 30 seconds with more playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
The Corner in Oneida is proud to be a sponsor of this broadcast of the Sully Buse Chargers. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the corner for all of your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order, 258-2400. The crew in the corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all of their activities and wish the Chargers the best of luck. Go Chargers! From the Corner in Oneida.
Welcome back into playoff volleyball here in Gettysburg. The 4 and 5 seeds meet tonight. Casey Miners and the Jensen Rockets and broadcast booth with you as we are tied at 13 as Allison Whitler's serve will go long. She had two aces on a little bit of a scoring run the Chargers had, but just like that, the Battlers retake the lead at 14-13. Back to serve for Potter County is number one, Taylor Zweber. Weber served goes short as Allison Whitler has, and it's going to be an ace for her. She's had a couple on the night so far. It'll be her third unofficially on the night for Zweber to go along with two kills. Back to serve again. Battlers extend their lead at 15-13 by two as Weber's kill is going to go off the arm of Caitlin Bierney, her second straight ace. Now she's up to four on the night so far. The Battlers lead keeps growing at 16-13 now here in the third set. Weber back to serve as Bierney digs it out. White with the kill attempt gets it over to Potter County. Potter County now setting up their offense as Simon takes the kill attempt, and it's going to fall in right on the line. Simon with yet another kill for Potter County. They're now up 17-14 on a 4-0 scoring run coming out of this timeout. Scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Weber's serve is going to go right into the net, and that will be a point for the Chargers, giving them the volleyball back now 17-14. White with the serve goes to the back row to Zweber. Simon with it goes cross court to Mankey. Mankey's kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net, but it will end up falling as Stevie Whitler had to get out of the way because she hit it. It will be another kill for Zoe Mankey. She's got six on the night now, 18-14, Potter County on top. Roush's serve goes long as Hill has it, tries to get it over. Back to Zweber for Potter County. Simon in the middle as Cronin's going to hammer one down in the middle of that Soli Buttes defense. Another kill for Caden Cronin. She's been a force in the middle tonight for Potter County now, 19-14. Cronin's got seven kills, three blocks so far tonight unofficially. Roush's serve goes back deep to Bierney. Stevie Whitler sets it up as Hill has it across. And that will be a kill for Lydia Hill as it went off the arms of number 11 for Potter County, Taylen Roush, unable to save it as it goes into the stands. Now 19-15, Battlers on top of the Chargers. Stevie Whitler back to serve for Soli Buttes. Her serve's going to go short. Simon with it goes cross-court to Kalp. Kalp gets it over to the Chargers. Chargers now on offense. Is that kill attempt's going to go long by Addison Quinn. Battlers now need 5 to win the set, 20-15. Potter County serve goes to the back row as Allison Whitler has it, but unable to save it. Another ace so far tonight for Potter County. They've done really well. That's going to cause a Soli Buttes timeout. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them. Back in 60 seconds here on KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212.
Brett Spray Service is proud to support the Soli Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brett Spray Service serves the Oneida, Pier, and Presho area, and they appreciate your continued business. For all your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and Presho area, remember to call Brett Spray Service, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brett Spray Service.
Welcome back into Region Class B, Region 6 of volleyball here tonight. Battlers on top, 22-15 as they're going on a scoring run here. Now within 3 to close out this third set as Stevie Whitler has it. He gets it into the net. Addison Chaplin will hit it right into the net. Now Battlers only need 2 points here, up 23-15. Ever since that second set, it's been all Potter County so far in the game, as that one's going to be dug out by the Battlers. A long kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net by number 14, Caden Cronin, as Soli Buttes was trying to go for a long kill attempt, but it was blocked right at the net. Caden Cronin timed the jump perfectly. Now we got match point here for Potter County. Hill's kill attempt for the Chargers will fall. She's got another one on the night now, 24-16, still match point or set point for the Chargers. Back to serve for Soli Buttes is Addison Chaplin. Kalp has it, gets it over to Mankey. Mankey tries to go cross court. Chargers now setting up their offense as Allison Whitler's going to have her blocked at the net, but unable to save it. After that are the Battlers now, 24-17. For Potter County, Chargers trying to close in on this lead. An ace there for Addison Chaplin is just no communication on the other side by Potter County, 24-18 now. Soli Buttes going on a little bit of a run. Chaplin serve goes long, saved by Kalp. Simon able to save, and she will get a kill attempt, and it will fall for her, as the Battlers win 25-18 here in set number 3 and take a 2-1 set lead as we head to the fourth. Go ahead, step away, take a 2-minute break. Right back with more playoff volleyball here on KMLO.
Langer's Family Foods is proud to help sponsor the game broadcast of the Potter County Battlers. Langer's invites you to come shop the store each week. Sign up for weekly specials delivered right to your email. Langer's Family Foods offers you the freshest meat and produce, 10% senior citizens discount every Tuesday, free carryout, and free local home delivery. Store hours 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Shop and save at Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg every week.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger athletics and activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
C&B Operations in Gettysburg is a proud sponsor of local athletes, and they wish good luck to the Potter County Battlers and Sully Buttes Chargers in tonight's volleyball postseason game. Shop online. Browse their inventory at deereequipment.com. D-E-E-R-E equipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer in Gettysburg. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
Good Luck Chargers, from Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
AC Miners here with you guys on KMLO. Welcome back in to Class B Region 6 of volleyball tonight, as the Potter County Battlers have taken a 2-1 lead here so far, as they are on a two-set win streak, as they did lose the first set 25-22 to Sully Buttes, and they came back with a 25-20-25-18 win as we get set to start the fourth set here tonight. Potter County doing a nice job, especially at the nets, as multiple girls over six kills on the night tonight. But then Kaden Cronin has been a force to reckon, especially on the defensive end, with blocks right in the middle. She's gotten four blocks unofficially tonight for her. Both teams now back out on the court. Potter County will start with the volleyball. Back to serve for the Battlers is number 11 at Taylin and Roush. An important set here for the Battlers if they want to move on, as the serve goes to Bierney, cross court to White. White's kill attempt going to be saved by Roush. Gets over to Simon. Simon trying to catch the Chargers defense off guard. Stevie Whitler now setting it up as White has another kill attempt, but it's going to be saved by Zlever. Zlever to Mankey. Mankey goes into the middle of the Chargers defense. Shaquin now with the kill attempts blocked at the net by Cronin. She gets it back up. Her kill attempt's going to go long, but saving the back row by the Chargers. Stevie Whitler now gets it over to White. White gets it back over. Both teams going back and forth. Now no score yet here in the fourth set. Shaquin saves it. Gets it to Allison Whitler. Over to Stevie. Stevie gets it over. Tries to get in the middle of that Battler defense. Both teams back and forth still to start this fourth set. No score yet. Shaquin gets it over. A nice dig attempt there by Roush. And Cronin is unable to save it as the Chargers will get on the board first here in the fourth set. 1-0. Stevie Whitler back to serve for Sully Buttes. Her serve's going to go short. Potter County now back on offense as number 14, Taden Cronin, gets another kill as she put that one right in the middle of that Sully Buttes Charger defense, and unable to save it are the Chargers, as they now have the game tied 1-1 here in the fourth set. Let's see if the Battlers can go on a little bit of a run that's been what has helped them so far, especially in that third set. We saw a little bit in the second. Battler serve goes to the back row as Heath has it now to Stevie Whitler. Whitler gets it over. It's saved by Kalp. Simon with it, and now another kill attempt, and it will fall for Kaden Cronin. She has been a force tonight for the Battlers, leading them in kills and blocks so far. The Battlers will have their first lead of this fourth set at 2-1. Battlers on the 2-0 scoring run as Stevie Whitler has it for the Chargers. White with the kill attempt, and that's going to go out of bounds. Now a 3-0 scoring run for the Battlers. Potter County back to serve. The serve is going to go into Shequin. Stevie Whitler with it's going to have it blocked at the net. Kaden Cronin Cronin, excuse me, with another block. He's up to five blocks now. Now a 4-0 scoring run for the Battlers. Serve goes to the back row as Bierney has it. Potter, excuse me, slowly viewed, set up their offense. Shaquin with the kill attempt. He's going to get it and saved by Potter County. Mankey gets it over, and that's going to fall in the middle of the Charger defense. Mankey with another kill on the night. Again, three girls now with over six kills so far for the Battlers, and that will force the Soli Buttes timeout. 5-1 so far. If we will go ahead, step away, take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Go ahead, step away, take a timeout. Right back with more volleyball action in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
Neumeyer and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Neumeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning, and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports, Neumeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Casey Miners here with you in the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. Potter County on a 5-0 scoring run, and it's what they had success with in that third and second set. They were able to win.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Fall is almost here. Is your ear seeder field ready? 83 Ag in Oneida offers all the things you need to get your equipment ready for the upcoming season. We offer stainless steel meters, opener blades, closing wheels, intelligent ag blockage, and more. Call Derek at 605-222-5385 for a free on-site inspection or stop in and visit with the experts. Best of luck to the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of your school and athletic activities.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Oh, Battlers!
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Access Health Oneida welcomes new and established patients. They offer chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Oneida, assuring access to quality health care.
Welcome back in here to Gettysburg, South Dakota, as we have a Battlers 13-4 lead so far. Sorry for technical difficulties. We got disconnected internet. Internet's been kind of spotty tonight so far here in Gettysburg, as we do have a timeout on the court. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them. Right back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
At First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg, we know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank of Gettysburg today. Member FDIC.
Going back into the Kenson Rock and Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. 13-4, your score. Potter County on top of the Soli Buttes Chargers. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. The previous timeout was brought to you by Agtegra. Chargers on offense here. Shaquin gets it over. Potter County setting up now as Weber's kill is going to be blocked at the net, and that will fall for a Charger point, 13-5 now, as both Hill and Stevie Whitler were there for the block. Allison Whitler now back to serve for Soli Buttes. As her serve gets over back to the back right as Weber. Simon Whitley goes back to Weber. Weber tries to get in the middle of the Charger defense as they quickly get it over now back to the Chargers. Both teams playing good volleyball here. So far as that goes to the back end of the Potter County offense. Weber's kill is going to be blocked at the net as Hill saves it. Stevie Whitler with it now back to Hill. That's blocked at the net by Roush. That's going to go out of bounds off of her for another Charger point now 13-6. Stevie Whitler back to serve again for the Chargers. Goes back in the back row for Potter County. As Mackey's kill is going to fall as a hit off the hands of the net partially blocked. There will be another kill for Zoe Mankey. 14-6 now for the Battlers. Taylor's Weber back to serve for Potter County. Battlers do lead the set, do lead 2-1. And Stevie Whitler has it now back to Hill, and Hill's going to get another kill as the Chargers get right back on the board as we're going back and forth, but it's still a Potter County 7-point lead at 14-7. Caitlin Bierney will serve for the Chargers. She's got an ace so far tonight and a kill. Done a good job from that libero spot. Simon has it, and she gets it back to Mankey. Mankey gets a cross court, but it's dug out by Bierney. White with the kill. Weber digs it. Weber digs on the other side. Chargers now back on offense. As Shaquin has it. Weber saves it now back to Kalp. Mankey just doing her job and getting it over. Bierney setting up the Charger offense as White's kill attempt's going to fire. There will be a point for the Chargers. White, a very effective job in the middle. We've seen both of those players that play in the middle for both teams be very effective as Bierney will go back for another serve so far in the night. White has 10 kills on the first swing of the night for her as the serve goes back to Kaup. Mankey gets it over, tried to get in the middle of that Potter County, the Sully Buttes defense, but we'll get a violation of some sort on the Chargers, and that will be a point to the Battlers now, 15-8. Back to serve is Roush. Her serve goes to the back, and that's just going to be off Allison Whitler. Really weird. It didn't quite get it. Kind of more got her on the chest and the arms, and they were unable to do anything, as that's an ace for Taylan Roush, her first of the night. 16-8 now. Ballers as that serve goes short as Stevie Whitler goes cross court to White. White's kill attempt is going to fall as Weber is unable to dig it out. Another kill for White. 16-9 now here in the fourth set. And the first one to win three sets will win in advance in the Region B Class 6 playoffs. Kaup with it on the back row. Gets it to Simon. Simon to Cronin. Cronin's kill attempts to be partially blocked at the net as White gets it back over. Simon now with it again. She sets up Mankey. Mankey tries to dump it in the middle of the defense as the Chargers get it back over. Kaup setting up the offense for Potter County. Both teams now going back and forth as the Chargers have it. White's kill attempt is going to be partially blocked at the net. Weber now with it hits it back over. Back and forth so far. Here is that kill attempt by Addison. Shaquin is going to be blocked at the net. Excuse me, it's going to go right into the net. Now 17-9. Battlers extending their lead as we're going to get a substitution on the floor. Potter County on top, 17-9. Stevie Whitler has it. She gets it to White. White's kill attempt's going to be dug out by the Battlers as Potter County quickly gets it over. Chargers back on offense. Potter County now with it again as Mankey's kill attempt is going to be good. It's going to go off the hands of Caitlin Bierney as Mankey will get another kill. Now 18-9. Battlers looking to take control here in this fourth set. Potter County serve goes back to Heath for the Chargers. Stevie Whitler setting it up as White's kill attempt will go out. There will be another point now, 19-9, the largest lead of any sets of either team now tonight at 10 points as Bierney has it for the Chargers, gets it over to Whitler. Whitler gets it to Shaquin. Her kill attempt's going to go long as the Battlers now have it. Weber's kill attempt goes a little bit defense. Potter County now on offense again. Both teams going back and forth as Simon tries to get it in the back corner. Chargers save it as White's kill attempt's going to be blocked at the net by Cronin. Cronin with another block, and it's going to go down as a kill. Soli Buttes says she was over the net when she went down with it. Let's see if they were the two officials talking it out. They're going to go ahead and give the point to the Chargers. Cronin hit it as it was still on the Soli Buttes side, so it went as a point for the Chargers. Now 19-10 here in the fourth set. Addison Shaquin back to serve for Soli Buttes, and it will be an ace for her. Her second ace of the night as it just landed in that back corner. Now 19-11. Addison will serve it again. Simon with it now as Cronin tries to get it. A little defense. Chargers on offense here as it's saved by Potter County. Both teams going back and forth again. Battlers on top. 19-11 here in the fourth set as that's dug out by Zweber. Simon with the kill attempt on the other end as Zweber's able to give it to her. As Tyler Simon now with another kill. A lot of great efficiency at the nets tonight for Potter County as they're now 5 points away at 20-11. Shaquin with a nice dig as it goes to Allison Whitler. Now back on Potter County's side as Weber goes cross court, saved by Bierney. Might have been out of bounds. White now is it back to Potter County. Potter County setting up their offense. That's just a miscommunication. Cronin and Weber were confused on who the ball was going to. Now makes it 20-12 as we get the substitution on both sides. is now checking in for Potter County. His number three, Riley Kaup. White back to serve for the Chargers goes to Kaup. Gets it to Makey to Cronin. As Cronin's going to put that down with some authority. She gets another kill. And the Battlers are right back on the board at 21-12. Back to serve for Potter County is the libero, number 12, Ashley Kaup. Kaup serves going to be short as Bearney has it now. Stevie Whitler setting it up, gets it to Hill. Hill's kill attempt is going to be hauled off of a Potter County defender. And we'll go out of bounds. Hill with the kill as we're getting back and forth volleyball right now. But the Battlers only need 4 points to close out and win this match. 21-13 now as Hill has it. Gets it to the back row of the Battlers. Simon setting it up as Weber's kill attempt is going to go right into the net. Two straight points for the Battlers. They now, for the Chargers, they now find themselves down 21-14. He serves, goes to the back row as Simon's trying to set it up. Catch that defense off guard. A nice dig by Addison Chicane, but unable to save it. And that will go down as a kill for Tyler Simon. 22-14 now is back to serve for Potter County is Simon. Simon serves, goes to the back row, and it's going to be off the hands of a Charger defender. So an ace for her. Her first of the night. Battlers now lead 23-14. Simon serve goes to the back row as Bearney saves it. Stevie Whitler setting up the offense as Hill gets another kill attempt. And that's going to go straight into the net. And we're going to see match point here for the Battlers. Simon can end it here on this serve and send Potter County into the next round of the Class B Region 6 playoffs. As Simon serve goes deep, saved by Bearney. Stevie Whitler now with it. She gets it to Allison. Allison gets it over, but it's saved by Kaup. As Potter County just gets it over. Chargers setting up their offense now as Hill's kill attempt is going to be saved. It's going to go back over on the other side to the Chargers. Chargers still with the ball here as Allison Whitler's kill is going to be saved. Both teams going back and forth again. Match point for Potter County as they're not giving up easily. Weber's kill attempt is going to be saved by Danny, but it's going to go out of bounds off of her, and that will do it. 25-14 as Potter County advances in the playoffs. You see happy faces on one side, sad faces on the other side. And we will go ahead, step away, and take a 3-minute break. Be right back here to wrap everything up on the postgame here on KMLO.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Corner in Oneida is proud to be a sponsor of this broadcast of the Sully Buse Chargers. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all of your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order, 258-2400. The crew in the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all of their activities and wish the Chargers the best of luck. Go Chargers! From the Corner in Oneida.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm.
Using seed varieties from CropPlan, Brown's offers custom application of chemicals and free delivery. Call Brown Agronomy at 605-765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg on Highway 212.
Brett Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brett Spray Service serves the Oneida, Pier, and Presho area, and they appreciate your continued business. For all your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and Presho area, remember to call Brett Spray Service, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brett Spray Service.
Langer's Family Foods is proud to help sponsor the game broadcast of the Potter County Battlers. Langer's invites you to come shop the store each week. Sign up for weekly specials delivered right to your email. Langer's Family Foods offers you the freshest meat and produce, 10% senior citizens discount every Tuesday, free carryout, and free local home delivery. Store hours 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Shop and save at Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg every week.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Buttes Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
C&B Operations in Gettysburg is a proud sponsor of local athletes, and they wish good luck to the Potter County Battlers and Sully Buttes Chargers in tonight's volleyball postseason game. Shop online. Browse their inventory at DeereEquipment.com. DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer in Gettysburg. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
Good Luck Chargers, from Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Newmeyer and Smith, attorney at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Potter County Battler Sports. See Newmeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Newmeyer and Smith Law Office at 605-765-2494, 605-765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports, Newmeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options. From what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer, Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Buttes Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Fall is almost here. Is your ear seeder field ready? 83 Ag in Oneida offers all the things you need to get your equipment ready for the upcoming season. We offer stainless steel meters, opener blades, closing wheels, intelligent ag blockage, and more. Call Derek at 605-222-5385 for a free on-site inspection or stop in and visit with the experts. Best of luck to the Sully Buttes Chargers and all of your school and athletic activities.
Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg, your 24-hour Clark Pay at the Pump store, can equip you for your hunting trip. Gas and Goodies has shells and clothing, hot stuff pizza, burgers, and cold beer in the beer cave. And play some video lottery when you finished your hunt. Gas and Goodies Car Wash takes off the grime from your day in the field. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And remember to pick up your lucky Powerball ticket while you're there. Gas and Goodies in Gettysburg, your 24-hour Clark Pay at the Pump C-Store.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it.
thank you.
For scheduling officials, so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment, so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches, so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation, so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in South Dakota for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does not go unnoticed. This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back in here to Gettysburg as Potter County wins tonight 3-1 as they were able to run away after Sully Buttes won that first set. Sully Buttes did win the first match, 25-22, and then it was all Potter County after that, winning 25-20, 25-18, and then 25-15. Battlers were able to do it on big runs so far tonight. They would go on runs of 8, of 10. We saw it at one point. So just big runs by the Battlers tonight as they advance to the next round. Again, they will take on the winner of Highmore Herald, or Harriet Selby. We'll be able to tell you that later on throughout the week. Again, stay tuned to the DRGnews.com and then the mobile app as well, as we will have that update out for you. That game will be played Thursday. We will go ahead, step away. We'll hear from multiple sponsors, and then we will be back with the big play of the game and the player of the game right back in 60 seconds here on KMLO.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, November 7th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Ravens head to New Orleans to take on the Saints at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Welcome back into the Jensen Rockin' Sand broadcast booth. Again, Potter County winning tonight 3-1. They will advance to play Thursday. We're not sure quite who they play yet. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Big play of the game coming up. We'll first hear from our big play of the game sponsor, Venture Communications. Well, the big play of the game coming up right after this from Venture Communications.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, November 7th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Ravens head to New Orleans to take on the Saints at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
I do want to correct myself. I said big play of the game and player of the game brought to you by Venture Communications. Casey Miners here in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. And your player of the game has got to be number 14 for Potter County. That is Caden Cronin. Had 4 blocks unofficially tonight to go along with 10 kills. She was a force offensively and defensively tonight. Really helped Potter County extend those big leads that they had there in the third. In the second, third, and fourth set as they were able to win tonight. We will have the big play of the game coming up next as we will hear from the big play of the game sponsor, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
The big play of the game brought to you by Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg has to be when Potter County in that second set, or in the third set, excuse me, just took that big lead, went on the 7-0 scoring run, and you could just see that Soli Buttes was gassed. They were not able to hold up with how fast that Potter County wanted to play, and that to me was the big play of the game where they were able to extend that lead, and they just rolled from that point on as they do win here tonight 3-1. I want to quickly thank all of our sponsors that made this game happen for us tonight. That's Stewart and Daughters, Gettysburg Collision Center, Access Health, Oneida, First Interstate Bank, The Corner, Brown Agronomy, Birds and Spray Services, Langer's Family Foods, Sunrise Bank, Dakota, C&B Equipment, Oahe Grain, Neumeier and Smith, Barber Chemical, Barber Farm Services, Gas and Goodies, along with Stan C Store, 83 and 83 Ag. And the video sponsors for tonight were Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, along with CHS River Plains and Campy's Pass. Again, this game has been broadcasted here on, have so many papers trying to dig through them. The playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO and our advertisers with the member schools, the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No broadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written percent permission of the SDHSAA. Again, for KCC Miners here in Gettysburg, Potter County advances in the Class B Region 6 playoffs. They will play Thursday. We're not quite sure who they will play. But for Casey Miners and Dave Williams back in the studio signing off here tonight from Playoff Volleyball on KMLO.